Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now on the Fan Hotline is our good friend, a good man, Mark Caboli. And the Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mark, you can share whatever you feel comfortable sharing. That means you don't have to share anything. People have been wondering what the hell happened. The Athletic seems like they screwed the pooch here, but what's going on and how you doing, big guy?
I'm doing good. I have to warn you, I might be breaking up here because I'm heading to the dentist. And I'm somewhere in Harmony, PA. I'm not quite sure where I'm at. You know, you got to get those benefits for the next couple more weeks. So you have to,
right? So, I mean, you got plenty of dentist time now, but that's true. Whatever you need for the Achilles, man, these next couple of weeks, you get it free beat, all right? Yep.
Yeah, I got plenty of time, but not plenty of insurance, so it's a catch-22.
Oh, man.
Did he say Harmony? I think he meant, I think he's confusing Hermitage and Harmony.
No, it's like York School District area. I don't know. I followed the MapQuest, and they take you through, I think I'm in Smithton. I don't know where. Wait, Sudersville. I'm going through Sudersville. So well, there you go.
You're also kind of in purgatory, not to like make light of this situation or anything, but like I don't know if the Athletic knows this, but the football season's right around the corner. Do you have irons in the fire, so to speak, Mark?
Yeah, a lot of people reached out yesterday, and you know, some legit, some interesting. So you know, there's no really hurry. We'll see how things play out a little bit, playing the game a little bit here. You know, a little bit of hard times, right? During dusty roads, 1985.
Mm-hmm.
This is the hard times. No, hard times is when, 30 years in the business and they give you a Rolex watch and tell you you're replaced by a computer. I'm doing my dusty roads there. But we'll get through it. I don't know about broadcasting my entire life of my firing on the airwaves.
No, that's fine.
Hey,
that's fine.
It is what it is.
Well, Mark, you may have lost your job, but you didn't lose your knowledge. Broderick Jones at right tackle, but it was reported yesterday that by Jerry Dulac that Troy Fautano will be the starting right tackle whenever he comes back from his injury. Why not just put Broderick at left to start right now and put Dan Moore Jr. at right? I feel like that's the biggest story right now is Fautano will be the starter once he's back from being healthy, and Broderick possibly will be the left.
Yeah, I think it's all just they're not very comfortable with Dan Moore. Right tackle. I mean, it's going to really hinder Broderick Jones' development. You see how many snaps he played on, what was that, Friday night? He played a little bit too much for my liking, if you ask me. But, I mean, Mike Tomlin's on record of saying that he stinks at right tackle. He's on record of saying I'd rather play left tackle. At this point, you might just have to bite the bullet for a couple weeks until Fautano comes back. Then you can make that switch. You know, some people can make that switch relatively easy, and I think Broderick Jones is one of those. And other people are very difficult to make that switch just from the left to the right side with the feet footwork. And I think Dan Moore is that guy. I don't honestly know if Fatanu will be back in time, be honest with you. I mean, he's not going to play against the Lions. He's not going to play against the Bills. Then you got 2 weeks, and you're going to throw him right in there. That's a little iffy now. I'm sure they'd like him to be in there, but I'm not 100% sure. Let's see how he recovers from this knee sprain. But make a short story long, it's because Dan Moore can't play right tackle.
Do you think that they have this wonky setup now where Broderick is the right and Dan is the left because they just assume he's not going to be healthy, Fatanu, I mean, to play in game one against Atlanta, and they won enough games last year with that combination?
I mean, it's not like Dan Moore's a total bum. People read Pro Football Focus and just figure that, you know, he gave up 7 sacks or whatever it is, he's a bum. I think he's still a, you know, a solid player. Maybe he's not a superstar tackle do you want playing 17 games, but he can get the job done here. So I think they have a ton of confidence. Plus, I mean, how many teams in the league have a tackle, a backup tackle, a swing tackle that has like 50 career starts and is only 25 years old? So I think that's the best route to go right now. Like I said, I don't think it will be a difficult flip when Fatanu gets back. And, you know, you have to pretty much have to start Fatanu if you think about it. Dan Moore, there's no guarantee he's be around next year. If he's smart, he probably wouldn't be around next year. So you might as well go with, you know, the youngsters up front and let him work through some issues early and get better by that second half of the season when you're going to need him.
Mark, what do you expect to see out of Russell Wilson on Saturday? How much do you expect to see Russell Wilson on Saturday? And how different do you think it'll look from Russell Wilson's performance Saturday compared to Justin Fields' performance this past Friday?
I think it'll be noticeable. I mean, all we've seen is highlights and videos and, you know, with your own eyes of Justin Fields in a practice situation where there's not much, let's be honest, there's not much reading of defenses. Pretty much you know what's going and you're throwing it there, and that's been his issue right now. So I think Russell will play. I don't know if Cunn, I'm pretty sure he'll start. But he'll play, you know, 3-4 series. And I think, I mean, what the key is with the quarterback position, and this is, I would assume this is the Steelers' belief here, is you just can't turn the ball over if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2024. You got a defense that's $160 million plus. You got a running game and an offensive coordinator and a lot invested in the offensive line. You know how you blow that all up? Turn the ball over and you don't convert third downs. And what did Justin Fields do? I know it's preseason. You just can't do that. So I think the safe bet is Russell Wilson. And I think you will see that Saturday where he'll do what they want him to do to be able to be successful in this offense. And then all of a sudden the national cry for Justin Fields to win this competition will be put to bed.
The unemployed yet still insured Mark Caboli joins us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. How do you think this Ayuk situation winds up playing out, Mark?
I think, honestly, what I heard is, I mean, obviously there's nothing going on right now, which leads me to believe, I was told there's nothing going on right now, so what leads me to believe is it's in 49ers court. You know, if the 49ers want to move him, the 49ers will move him. If not, he'll stay with the 49ers and they'll have to deal with it. How much patience do they have with the situation is probably going to be the determining factor. But Omar's playing the long game here. He's been playing the long game probably since April, saying this is our offer. He doesn't, I mean, he honestly, most of the leverage is on the Steelers side right now. I mean, it's either get something for Ayuk, or he could become an issue, or you get, at least get something for him in return, whatever it is, if it's draft picks or whatever. It's all based on what the 49ers are going to do. And I think eventually they're just going to just say, I'm tired of this. We need something else. And I think eventually he will be a Steeler. Who knows when? That could be, for all we know, that could be October 30th or whenever the trade deadline is. But I think eventually this year, he will be a Steeler.
All right, Mark. Thank you so much for your time. You have a lot of it right now.
Yeah, you know what? I'm lost somewhere in Sutersville now, too. All right.
Yeah, get off the phone so you can get on that GPS. We do appreciate your time, man. And seriously, we love you. You're the best at what you do, man, and we know you're going to land on those giant feet of yours.
Mm-hmm. All right. See you guys. Thanks,
see
buddy.
See you, Mark.
I love you, too. He
doesn't love you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.